Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number 3, our third and final live right here on this Friday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. It's our final hour of the week here on TEL as well. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. So much to get to here ahead of game number 4 of the NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers, despite being the series underdogs, are the team that holds a 2-1 series lead in the NBA championship set. Will that change tonight, with Oklahoma City being a road favorite once again in game number 4? We will hear from you. We will break down game 4 from every single angle. Brian Fonseca will join us later on in this third and final hour to do just that. Up next, we go live to Oakmont Country Club with Keith Stewart, looking at the early start of round number 2 Friday at the 2025 U.S. Open. And from the brilliant baseball mind of Donnie Wrightside, a full baseball breakdown and preview you on the diamond ahead of this great weekend in MLB.
Yeah, and by the way, interesting news yesterday. Aaron Civale requested a trade. I'm like, how's that going to go? He just got traded a moment ago to the White Sox. Now, not a great pitcher, but how many times have you seen, like, hey, I want out of here. Like, your wish is our command. See you, brother. So Aaron Civale traded to White Sox. Ooh, that should be a paradigm shift out there in the Central.
Be careful what you wish for, I guess, getting traded from Milwaukee to the Chicago White Sox and have absolutely no chance to compete for a championship or even a playoff. That's really good. I actually kind of love that out of the Brew Crew. Like, oh, okay, buddy, you want to get traded? Go to the White Sox. See you later.
Player to be named later. Who even knows if they got back? Yeah, I thought that was good news. I want out. Oh, yeah, get out. Yep, sooner than later.
I also, if I am not mistaken, I think I saw through social media and Twitter yesterday that it was Aaron Civale's birthday yesterday. And the Brewers' official account wished him a happy birthday in the morning, like right away. And then Civale requested his trade. And within 24, I mean, getting traded to the White Sox for being a mediocre pitcher and being like, I want out, is, you don't really see that in baseball. That's really, really good stuff. That is, that's really enjoyable, DRS. Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah, no, look, it's just odd that, like baseball is like nobody holds out because you're not allowed to do that. Like, you don't hear anybody mid-season like, I just want to be traded. And the fact that, like, just a random player is like, I want to be traded and, like, get on out of town the very next morning, that was pretty good. Like, I couldn't even figure, like, the trade request came yesterday down. Like, what? Who's this guy to even request a trade? Who would want the guy? And then, you know, less than 24 hours later, the guy's in a new city and it's the White Sox. Like, oh, yeah.
Listen, the Colorado Rockies are the story of an abysmal baseball team this year, but after the White Sox set the modern record with 121 losses a season ago, they're still 23-46. They still have the worst record in all of the American League. Again, Colorado is just 13-55, despite the walk-off winner for the first time this year for the Rocks last night at Coors Field against the San Francisco Giants, but yeah, life comes at you fast, I guess, if you are Aaron Civale. All right, as we get you ready for game number 4 of the 2025 NBA Finals, the question for all of you out there was rather simple. What's the best? What's the best bet for this decisive game 4 tonight in Indy? That was the question in Fade the Public. it's always interesting, DRS, right? How the public is viewing the odds, because they are not the ones with the power ratings in large part. They're not the ones with the algorithms that remain steady as the odds makers and our sportsbook operators have them game to game based on the large sample size. You would expect the public to be very reactionary to what we are seeing, maybe even questioning the very odds that we have. The Thunder remain a road favorite, even a stronger road favorite entering our fourth game of the finals tonight, now laying 6 after being a 5.5-point favorite for game number 3. That total has dropped to 226.5, the lowest number so far of this championship set as well. So how is the public approaching game number 4, understanding its significance for OKC to even this up and force a best of 3, basically, with home floor advantage in 5 and 7? But the public also being like, why would the Thunder be a better favorite, a stronger favorite for a game when they lost by 9 and got routed in the fourth quarter by Indiana in game number 3? DRS, our fade the public poll is fascinating from that perspective.
It is.
A little bit more of the public backing the Pacers as the dog, about 38.4%, as I see the updated votes right now. 37.4%, though, on the Thunder as the road favorite, over, under 11 and 13%, respectively. DRS, did you fade the public, and what do you make of their responses?
Yeah, technically, I did fade the public by just about 1%, which is tremendous here. And also understand this. When you know the odds makers get it right, Thunder minus 6, 37.4%. Pacers plus 6, 38.4%. Over 226.5, 11.1%. Under 226.5, 13.1%. Like, this is one of those games where, yes, if your eyes are deceiving you, this is a tough one to get under. But having said that, I'm actually surprised that the public, based on what we put out there at Sports Grid, is saying the Pacers slightly by just 1%. I would have thought that would have been more, because usually the public gloms onto, let me understand this. Game 1 and game number 2, 10-point plus dogs here. They won one of those games. Game number 3, let's just say 5-point dog. They won that game outright. Game number 4, I'm getting 6 points in this one. I don't even know if I need the points. Just give me the Pacers. So I'm surprised the Pacers aren't, let's just say, 50% or so higher here, taking that, you know, extreme advantage as opposed to the Thunder. So I got a lot of respect for the people, including myself, who clicked that button there for the Thunder. How about that?
Yeah, DRS, I think it's a really, really good point. And I think it is fair to question, either from a public or just regular handicapping perspective, are the odds just flat out wrong? We can understand why OKC remains such an optimistic favorite. We know how great the Thunder have been in this postseason, the NBA's best team in the regular season as well, on track to be a historic team in the history of the association with an NBA championship. But they're now trailing in this series, and Indiana has defied the expectation and the odds all along. The Pacers, of course, 9-4 outright as an underdog in this playoff run. They have been a home dog 3 times. They have won 2 of those 3 games straight up. In Oklahoma City, if they are going to be crowned an NBA champ, DRS, is going to have to win a game, at least one, on the road, where they are 4-4 this playoff run, 0-8 against the spread. They have been at least a 3-point favorite in every single road game. Rick Carlisle said after game number 2, when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 34 points for OKC, hey, just pencil the guy in for 34 on Wednesday night as well, or Wednesday night in game number 3. Not 34, only 24 for SGA. Tyrese Halliburton, a 22-point, 11 assist, double-double, burying 4 triples. The Pacers are now 20-1 in games that Halliburton has had 20-plus points and 10-plus assists in his time in Indiana. DRS, how do you compare the two stars on display here on this Friday night?
I expect great efforts out of both of them. I look at Halliburton at 18.5. You want to win this game, he's got to do similar to what he did in game number 3, but also SGA. Love to hear him at the post-game press conference. Like, hey, we're not panicked here. I got to play better, and I know that. You understand this. SGA will be shooting 20-plus times from the field tonight. He should be able to get his number into the mid-30s there. Yeah. And I expect a pretty good flow, but also, you know what else I expect? Under 22, 26.5 as well. How about that?
Mm-hmm. You would think, DRS, that probably favors the Thunder if they can slow down Indiana.
Yep.
Nobody in the first two games for the Pacers had scored 20-plus points. Pascal Siakam also got north of 20 points with 21. His prop tonight, 19.5. Jalen Williams was OKC's leading scorer with 26 in game number three.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Round number two already underway at Oakmont in the 2025 United States Open. It is Cut Day Friday outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we find our guy Keith Stewart for a third consecutive day live in the media center at Oakmont with round two underway. Golfers on the course in this morning wave. Everybody trying to make as many red numbers as they can to stay in front of that projected cut line, the updated projected cut. 4 over par at the very difficult test that is Oakmont. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here once again.
Ben, Donnie, good morning. Good morning to everyone. And don't get too the projected cut line at +4. Don't get too fixated on that. It's 2016, the last time we were here, it was +6. And right now they're projecting better than a 50% chance. It ends up at +7. It's a little overcast today. It's definitely humid. It's definitely still hot. The golf course has been sticky this morning. Some guys have been doing some scoring on the back nine, but the front nine, I'd be concerned with.
Keith, very early on yesterday in the opening round when you joined us live, I asked you a question with 14 guys in red figures. How was Oakmont faring in the opening round, considered the most difficult golf course maybe in the world at its current juncture? Well, round one scoring average, 74.64, the hardest opening round at the United States Open since 2018. So what did you make of Oakmont's resolve in the carnage we saw yesterday? What can we anticipate in this round two Friday?
Hey, Ben, that was a great question yesterday. I mean, the AM wave alone, just a couple hours after we got done, they were 5 over par. As far as their scoring average, the PM wave was a little bit less. It played about what I thought it was. 11 guys finished under par yesterday. I think it'll be around that same number today. We've got some decent cloud cover, some humidity. Like I said, I think it's going to stay tacky for a little while today. But some of these hole locations are what's really spicy. If you can get through holes 1, 2, and 3 at even par, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself. I mean, yesterday, the second hole, one of the shortest par fours on the golf course, played third toughest. It's because of those pin positions and the severity of the greens. You really got to pay attention to what's going on right now. This mega group that went off the back with Scotty and Victor Hovland, which has been hot on the back nine, they're going to head into 1, 2, and 3. Brooks is headed into 1, 2, and 3 right now. You're going to see some really good theater there. Whereas the guys like Rahm and Jordan, who got beat up on the front nine this morning, they're circling to the back, and I think they'll do some scoring. At the end of the day, I think it's going to be right around the same number, and we're looking at these afternoon guys really fighting a cut sweat right around 6 or 7.
That's going to be fun to watch, too. And like Ben and I talk about like how fun the U.S. Open is, where you can have a 3 or 4 shot lead just absolutely disappear after one hole here and continue to fight back. We're taking a look at Victor Hovland right now, -4 under on the day, as well as Sam Burns at a -4 under on the day. Some of these guys can get hot today, but the expectations for you, Keith, right? We have 8 players right now under par. If I ask you this question by the end of today, is it going to be 9, 10, or 11 under par? Or let's just say 3, 4, or 5 people under par?
It's definitely going to be single digits, Donnie. I don't think five. I think that it's not the weather and the wind. There's no wind. The weather, again, with all the cloud cover and the idea that the rain is coming in for tonight and into tomorrow, I think the place won't be as fiery as it could be. So I think there'll be somewhere between like six and nine guys left under par by the end of 36 holes. I mean, hey, you know, you got situations like JT today. He's on the 12th hole, the par five. He's putting for birdie from 22 feet. He walked off with seven, double bogey, you know, four putts later, and three of them from inside 4 feet. I mean, it can happen quick around here. But I think one of the biggest stories coming out of today is, and this week so far, is Brooks Koepka. He's clad in the gold and black today in honor of, I guess, the Steelers, the Penguins, or the Pirates. Mm. You take your pick. But it's a strong move on his part and Nike. And he's making a strong move this week. I mean, he's been nowhere in major championships since he won in Oak Hill 2 years ago in 2023. I mean, he's had one top 20 since then, and it was the U.S. Open following that. His last two major championships are missed cuts. I mean, this guy was the Terminator in major championships, especially tough setups like this. It's nice to see him back. People are fired up for it.
Mm. Yeah, certainly so. A five-time major champion in Brooks Koepka, elevating his game on this stage. But as Keith warned, when you start on the front, even if it's your final nine holes of Friday, it's difficult. Brooks did just bogey the first hole, his 10th of the day. He has fallen back to one under par. He was two under yesterday. Keith, of our five betting favorites entering this tournament at the United States Open, John Rahm was the only guy in red figures yesterday. He was the round two favorite entering it, plus 550, a dollar in front of Scotty. Rahm ever so slightly at 8-1 live right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook is that betting favorite. But some well-known names still in the hunt. Victor Hovland, we have talked about, of course, Scottie Scheffler. He is one over right now. Brooks Koepka in the fold. How do you expect the big names to perform to finish out this Friday and enter the weekend at Oakmont?
I love the position we're in with John Rahm. He was an early lean on the early line, you know, back on Wednesday, and he hit the ball fantastic yesterday. Number one off the tee, and we talked a ton about that, how you have to hit fairways. It's an absolute stripe show. And then he gained another two strokes on the field with his approach game. The ball striking is really, really good. And all that creativity I talked about around the greens, he's doing that as well. He's just come off the tougher nine. You watch, in the next 2 hours, he is going to bring that score back under par. He's going to be sitting under par, one of the few guys that will be there going into the weekend, and he won't have to worry about this afternoon. He'll be well rested for moving day on Saturday. I love our Rahm position, and you know what? If you're not in on it now, it's time to get in. Just like we hit JJ Spahn yesterday, first round leader coming out of this show, you want to get on.
I cashed that ticket, Keith, on JJ Spahn, and he did finish as the first round leader at 4 under. You said the bird in the hand. We made good on that. Final 40 seconds of this segment. Let's focus on JJ Spahn. What does he do for an encore on this Friday in round two?
Well, the one thing he has to maintain, Ben, and it's very difficult to do, is he gained 4 strokes on the field yesterday putting, and I just don't know how that's going to happen again. He made 90 feet of putts, and he chipped in order to come up with that 66 leading the way. Mm. You saw yesterday, as it got late in the day, those last couple holes coming in were really, really difficult. I had a number of outrights out here. Look at Sam Burns. He was 3 under par. He finished on the back nine. Bogey, double, bogey, bogey. And he was plus two before you knew it. You know it. So do not count your chips before they get into the house.
Mm. No doubt about it. JJ Spahn right now, 10-1. Tees off later today, just short of 1 p.m. Eastern. Keith, have a great weekend at the U.S. Open. We appreciate all the coverage and hard work. More CDL next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
A full slate Friday around Major League Baseball, of course, setting the stage for a glorious weekend in the bigs. And now from the brilliant baseball mind of one Donnie Wrightside, we break it all down. Of course, pro baseball today comes your way on Father's Day Sunday. DRS, you don't have the day off on Sunday.
No days.
You're going to be live on PBT with Tom Vecchio, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was asking Kevin that yesterday. Like, can I take off, like, Father's Day? Like, some people take off for, like, their mom's birthday. Like, it's not even, like, you know, Mother's Day at that point. But for me, I always feel like I got to set the stage for the younger people, which most are than me at the network. Follow my lead, man. Never take days off. Yeah. Work as hard as you can. Be around this industry. And there you go. Like, that's my Father's Day advice to the young kids out there like yourself.
Yeah. I know I've asked my question many a time. Where would I be without Donnie Wrightside? I'm sure the younger hosts on this network have all said the same. You won't see me taking any days off. Certainly not next week. I would never do that. I would never be in Italy. And Donnie's got to hold down the fort here on the early line. Let's talk about rivalries renewed this weekend, DRS. Last week it was in the Bronx. Yeah. This week it's in Beantown. It's the Red Sox and the Yankees. And we've talked often, is this even still the greatest rivalry in sports? The greatest rivalry in baseball? They didn't even play it on rivalry weekend around MLB. Well, courtesy of the Hunter Dobbins saga, who starts tomorrow for the Sox against the Yankees inside Fenway, maybe we've got some juice here between Boston and New York. It starts on this Friday night. Garrett Crochet on the bump for the Red Sox, and they're a home money line favorite. Won't often see the Yanks as an underdog, DRS. How does this rivalry renew once again?
Yeah, hopefully we get runs, but I don't know if we will. But also, will they cut away and show the dad in the stands like he's got the half Boston jersey, half Yankees jersey? Yeah, exactly, because he was drafted by the Yankees, theoretically, and my son plays for the Red Sox. It's really hard to have differentiating. But the one thing we are going to look at is XFIP minus numbers here. And these two pitchers heading into this game, Ben, very good. Garrett Crochet, number two on the card, XFIP minus of a 54. How about an XFIP number of a 2.23? Look at Yarbrough. Not really one of those household names that you'd figure, like, he's a really good pitcher. But this year, particularly over the past 30 days, he has been a good pitcher. How about a 72 XFIP minus? The ERA is elevated at 4.71, but the XFIP number is 2.97, getting a little bit unlucky. 68 degree temperatures, which aren't that bad. Foul pole from right to left foul pole of a win, so not really going to help all that much. The question, though, is, you know, are the Yankees going to bounce back? Like, yeah, they got a win yesterday, only one run. We're used to them smashing baseballs. It's a great hitter's ballpark that we get, and two lineups that present themselves very well against these pitchers. In this one, I'm leaning towards the pitchers. I really don't want to go under 8.5, but if I have two pitchers in the top six on my card today with XFIP minus and XFIP numbers, I'm going to trust those levels that we stay under 8.5. It's one of those that set it, bet it, forget it. Because I don't know if you want to watch those Murderers Row guys coming up time and time again in Boston tonight, but it just feels like an under game for me based on the pitching statistics.
Aaron Judge had the day off yesterday in KC. Mm-hmm. The Yanks did sweep the Royals, winning 1-0. Big bounce back for New York, DRS, that had Monday off after losing the weekend against Boston. So now we have another series inside Fenway Park. By the way, Aaron Judge, three consecutive games with a home run. That streak still stands. Plus 240, the price for Judge to go Yabo tonight at Fenway. Crazy. It's half the price and then some of any other player in the lineup today for either side. Another rivalry, a California rivalry, tonight in Los Angeles at the Ravine. It's the Dodgers and the Giants. San Francisco saw their six-game win streak snapped yesterday. Six-game win streak snapped yesterday by the Colorado Rockies. The Giants now head to L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Not oftentimes you're going to see Logan Webb when he's out there on the bump for the Giants as a hefty dog, but Yoshi Yamamoto gets the start for the Dodgers. Minus 184, that updated money line figure on Los Angeles. Total 7.5. Another rivalry this weekend in the bigs. What do you like tonight in downtown L.A.?
Probably under 7.5, but if you are looking at Logan Webb getting a plus 146 price, I have him as the best pitcher on the card today. You take a look at his last 30 days, Ben, XFIP minus. If you're not used to hearing that number, it's league adjusted here. 100 is that baseline mark. Anything above that for a pitcher, Ben, not doing very well. Anything below that, doing very well. How about a 52 here for Logan Webb? So doing extremely well with an ERA over the past month of a 2.53 and an XFIP number of 2.01. Now, Yamamoto is a very good pitcher. So if you say, well, I don't know if I want to go like 8th inning, 9th inning, extra innings, if it gets there and I lose my advantage, well, just take the first 5 innings, maybe money line here on Logan Webb. He's great. He should be able to hold the bats down, at least giving you a chance with a good pitcher at an underdog price.
A critical stretch for the Dodgers. They had a 3-game set against the Padres and now a divisional rivalry this weekend against the Giants as well. More around the big next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we mentioned this critical stretch in the National League West. A lot of divisional rivalries playing out this weekend and some divisional duels. The Dodgers, who had a 3-game set against the Padres in San Diego this week, they took 2 of 3. They have a weekend set against their old rivals in the Giants. And then on Monday, start a 4-game set in the midweek against San Diego once again. The Dodgers a game in front of the Giants for the top spot in the National League West. 2 now in front of the San Diego Padres, a minus 800 favorite to win that division for a 12th time in the last 13 years. Not a divisional rivalry. Heck, not even in the same league this weekend, DRS between the Phils and the Blue Jays, but they did play each other last week. Toronto took 2 of 3. In fact, the Jays have been scorching hot as of late. Yeah. They just swept St. Louis in St. Louis. They've won 7 of their last 8, 12 of their last 14. Toronto now 38-30. They head to the bank this weekend. Philadelphia, a slight home favorite in this Friday night opener with Ranger Suarez on the bump. Kevin Gausman on the other side for the Blue Jays. Minus 118, that updated money line price in favor of Philadelphia. Total is 8. How does this weekend set between the Phils and the Jays begin?
Yeah, just talked about San Francisco with a really good pitcher on the mound getting plus money. I'm thinking the same thing here with Toronto. Now, I did like the way the Phillies, you know, it took their chances there against Chicago at the plate. I believe all 3 of those games, they had double-digit hits, which is fantastic. They're starting to wake up. But as you said, Toronto's bats have been fantastic. We'll get to the pitchers in a second. But if we're entering into this game over the past month, outside of George Springer, every single player on that team has really high weighted on base percentages against left-handed pitching, which is a great sign. Typically, the lefties usually get the best of the, let's just say, the right-handed batters of any said team. Maybe only one lefty in the lineup today, but I do like the way that projects, and also a lot of light strikeout numbers for the Toronto Blue Jays against lefties over the past month. 81 degrees in Philadelphia, muggy conditions, wind blowing out the left field at 8 miles per hour. Flip it over to the Phillies, where I told you, Turner, Schwarber, Bohm, Castellanos, all with really good numbers against righties over the past month, but more so over the past week here, those guys have woken up. Gausman's a good pitcher. You know, you take a look at Suarez is a good pitcher. It's a smaller ballpark. I do lean towards the under, but sometimes it's hard to do. But I got to tell you, plus money price on the Toronto Blue Jays here going toe-to-toe with the Phillies. I'm a big Phillies fan. I am. But I think that's a pretty good advantage to have, saying we'll see if the Phillies continue to hit. Suarez has been a good pitcher. I get that. The Phillies are at home. That is an advantage. But Toronto just handled the Philadelphia Phillies in their past series in Toronto, and I like the way their bats check out here. So I do think there's a good chance they can knock off the Phillies, and if you're giving me plus money, I'll go that route.
The Blue Jays 38-30. Toronto playing really good baseball, as we shared. Philadelphia, not so much. They have still lost 10 of their last 13 games, but the Phils did DRS win their midweek set against the Chicago Cubs. Speaking of those Cubbies, their extended weekend series against divisional foe, the Pittsburgh Pirates, started yesterday. They won at Wrigley Field. Justin Turner was in a very celebratory mood, if you have seen that video on social media. And Pete Crow Armstrong, man, just continues to be an absolute dog at the dish. Even pitches DRS that are nowhere close to the strike zone, he can take yard and over the wall. He hit a home run yesterday on a pitch that was 3.9 feet above the strike zone, and he absolutely roasted it out of Wrigley Field. Some day baseball. on this Friday in Chi-Town at the Friendly Confines. And it's basically a pick'em. Why? Paul Skeens gets the start for the Buccos. Skeens day 38 in the history of MLB. Total 7, Skeens on the bump. Which way are the winds blowing in the Windy City?
Yeah, blowing in a little bit today, which doesn't help. But again, that doesn't say that there's an 8-mile-an-hour wind blowing in. Nobody can hit home runs or get any base hits here. That's not the case. The question's going to be, is can you get those hits and base hits off of Paul Skeens? Has been fabulous. On the card today, fourth overall, a 67 xFIP minus, an ERA of 0.74. Now, here's the give and the take here. Skeens is tremendous, but so is that Cubs lineup against right-handed pitching over the past month. Yeah. Outside of Reese McGuire, who's going to bat probably ninth today, every single batter is a plus with weighted on base percentage against righties. Now, granted, not your average right-handed pitcher. It is Paul Skeens. Now, flip it over. How many times have you heard me say, it's O'Neill Cruz and nobody in that lineup? Things are starting to change over because those bats are starting to wake up over the past month, particularly against right-handed pitching. O'Neill Cruz, Andrew McCutchen, Brian Reynolds, Nick Gonzalez, Adam Frazier, Henry Davis, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, all above average against right-handed pitchers over the past month. That's 7 out of 9 batters we're looking at plus. So for me, I look and say, all right, Pittsburgh's not a great team, but they're on the road. Skeens, I do believe, is the better pitcher. And a lineup that could be comparable to the Cubs today? Come on now. Give me Pittsburgh and Skeens out there. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Donnie going with the Buccos. Yeah. I did not know if we would get to that.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens, as of late, DRS. He wasn't bad to start the year, but by Paul Skeens standards, maybe we'd call it just slightly above average.
Yep.
Yeah, he's back to absolute dominance on the bump in his last 6 starts. 4 total earned runs given up in his last 6, 45 total strikeouts. But Donnie, the Pirates were still just 3-3 in those 6 starts for Paul Skeens. Even last week on Sunday against the Philadelphia Phillies, 7 2/3, 2 base knocks, did not allow a single earned run. A run was scored by Philadelphia when he was in the game and struck out 7. He had a no decision, but the Pirates did win 2-1. How about the start before that? He only allowed 1 earned against the Astros and 3 base knocks over 8 innings and recorded the loss in a 3-0 game. Skeens has a 4-6 record this year, but with a 1.88 ERA and is a minus 250 favorite to win that National League Cy Young Award. A lot of divisional races, as we have seen this weekend. The Cubbies a 5.5 game lead at 42-27 atop the National League Central in front of Milwaukee. More division action within the NL West. The Diamondbacks will play host this weekend to the San Diego Padres for game number 1. Arizona, an ever so slight home favorite, minus 134. Now that updated number for this desert duel. Total 9.5. Can we expect some offense tonight in Phoenix?
I do. I do think we get offense. You take a look at Steven Kolek here. Now, even though his ERA is a 4.55, he measures out to a 119, which is 19% over that 100 number that you're looking at here, saying, you know what, I want to stay below that. He doesn't. 4.76 xFIP number. Look at this lineup. Outside of Geraldo Perdomo, who's due to bat third today, 365, 525, 384, 401, 397, 343, 462, and 345. Those are the weighted on base percentages over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They should absolutely hammer today. And on the other side, you're not getting a great pitcher on that side. Ryan Nelson's on the mound. Okay, he's had some decent statistics over his last 30 days here based on weighted on base percentages and also ISO power numbers, but his strikeout numbers are really low. We're getting runs today. I would not be surprised if we get double digits out in the desert today. Give me over the 9.5.
A full slate Friday, DRS. That means 15 games, all 30 clubs in action around Major League Baseball. I wonder when Aaron Civale makes his debut for the Chicago White Sox. The Braves at home. Bryce Elder gets the start. They're greater than a $3 favorite against the Colorado Rockies. The Detroit Tigers hoping to continue to stack up wins, 45-25. They host the Cincinnati Reds, the team with the longest active win streak in Major League Baseball. Let me just double check that. 6 in a row for the New York Mets. They start their weekend series today against the Tampa Bay Rays. Clay Holmes on the bump for New York against Tampa. Any other plays that you would like to highlight elsewhere around the card on this Friday?
Yeah, by the way, Freddie Peralta, usually a good pitcher, guys. Coming in 27th on my card today with a 116 number for his XFIP minus and a 4.62 XFIP number. He's going to take on Eric Fetty today. And you look at Fetty, he's only had a 3 ERA over the past month. But basically, Fetty, 29 out of 29 pitchers with his XFIP minus. So Peralta and Fetty combined today in one pitching matchup. I don't care who is at the plate at this point. That game should go over the total in Milwaukee tonight.
It's only 7.5, right? You are not paying premium. We are not expecting a ton of offense, but 7.5 can certainly be accomplished. The Royals host the A's. Luis Severino on the bump for the Athletics. Kansas City trying to bounce back from a series sweep against the New York Yankees during the midweek. Mm-hmm. Plenty of great baseball again. Celebrate Father's Day with Donnie Wrightside on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern on Pro Baseball Today. Brian Fonseca joins us next. Preview game for the finals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Sorry, Donnie Wrightside always has that uncanny ability to say something with 3 seconds as we're returning from commercial that is so outlandish, it's hard not to react. Anyway, we're back live right here on this Friday on the Early Line ahead of game number 4 of the NBA Finals. And joining us now, it is Brian Fonseca for a full-blown breakdown and preview of what we are seeing tonight in Indianapolis. In what remains, of course, Fonseca, throughout this championship set. As always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here on TEL.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Let's dive right into what we will see before game number 4. Fonseca, your reactions to what we have seen so far in this championship set. Oklahoma City, such a hefty favorite entering this series. The question wasn't so much, can the Pacers win an NBA championship? It was, can the Pacers even keep this thing close enough and competitive enough to force maybe a 6th game, let alone a 7th? Well, now Indiana holds a 2-1 series lead, and despite Oklahoma City remaining greater than a $2 favorite at minus 235, I think that question now has shifted, Fonseca, to can Indiana win the entire thing outright as a series underdog? So that's the question I pose to you, Brian. Can the Pacers triumph and be crowned an NBA champ?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Pacers futures in terms of and 2 of them already cast, because one of them was to win the East and one of them was their win total, and the rest are for them in some sort of way to win the finals. I did take Pacers in 6 because they were giving me plus 570. I did take Pacers in 7 because they were giving me plus 710. This is after game 3, by the way. And before game 3, I took Pascal Siakam finals MVP at plus 1900. So I could say that I'm in the tank for them. What I'm seeing is, and this is sort of the issue I'm having with how this series is being talked about, Oklahoma City is better in a vacuum. Vacuum doesn't matter in a 7-game series. We've seen more upsets lately than we did probably pre-COVID, I would say. Since around that period, we've gotten, I mean, the Heat went on a run to the finals at that point, and they were a good team, but I think that surprised some people, me less so. And looking at this series and looking at these playoffs, Indy is the best fourth quarter team in the NBA. I don't know if that was the case before the playoffs, but they've proven that they're the best fourth quarter team in the NBA when it matters. So why is the best fourth quarter team in the NBA plus 194 with a 2-1 lead and with home court in game four? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I get that Oklahoma City is great. Best defense we've seen in a really long time. Some people are going back to the 04 Pistons. Some people are going back to the 2014 Spurs or whatever it is. Like, whatever defense you want to choose. But I think Indiana is still like a value play. And like, I want something Thunder related, but you started the series by giving me -750 on the money line. They lose game one. It didn't really change much. They win game two, and then it's like, oh, order is restored. They're back to like -600. And it's like, okay, I guess I'm just going to bet the Pacers because I think they could legitimately win this series, and you still are valuing the Thunder like they're the 96 Bulls.
It's pretty impressive how we're watching it too in real time with the Pacers, because like Ben and I talk about so many times, like it's not as if like OKC, right? Brian was like, well, they've been up 25 points in all those games and just collapsed in the fourth quarter. Like the Pacers, nobody's watching the Pacers saying they can't hang around with OKC. And quite frankly, they have been the better team. But how do you judge now where you say the first three games, and yes, 2-1 series lead for Indiana, game number four in their own building, we were looking at spreads of 4.5 and 5 for game number three. Now we see spreads of 6 and higher, depending on what outlet you're looking at for tonight. As the expectations with the algorithm, it should be a win for OKC. How do you expect this game to start then? Also, putting the pressure on OKC, they can't go down 3-1. I don't care how good they are, Brian. They're not going to beat Indiana three straight games if they lose this game tonight.
Right, and I also don't think if they win, it automatically means they're going to win the series, because if Indiana wins this game, I think Oklahoma City is going to smash them in game five, but I still think Indiana will finish them off. If Oklahoma City wins this game and it's 2-2 going into game five, I'm not all of a sudden like, yeah, okay, we're good. Oklahoma City's got this. Because Indy could just win game five on the road. Like Rick Carlisle, the way that Indiana operates is they're preparing for a 12-round fight. They're not preparing to knock you out in the fourth round. They're prepared for these series to go long, to have ebbs and flows, to show their cards and pull back some cards and show their cards. Like, this is why they got stomped out in Madison Square Garden in game five with a 3-1 lead. And it was like, we'll see y'all in game six. And did they see them in game six? Like, this is the thing. And in looking at this series, and this is my biggest issue with Oklahoma City from what I've seen, other than the fourth quarter stuff, they haven't done the OKC thing where it's an avalanche of steals that become points. They've gotten the avalanche of steals. They did it in game one. They haven't gotten the avalanche of steals that become points off of turnovers, where it's just pick six, pick six, pick six, and it's five steals that leads into 12 points because there's a three-pointer mixed in there and an and one and a make a free throw, but five field goals off of the five steals, and it happens within like a 90-second span of NBA basketball. We haven't seen that kind of flurry yet. And just because it's OKC, Vegas is like, yeah, it'll happen. And I'm looking at the series like Indy is doing a really good job of not turning the ball over. Or if they are turning the ball over, they're getting back on defense and not allowing OKC to do what they do. And if OKC can't do what they do, I don't know if they're going to win this series.
I think it's fair to understand why the odds makers have these expectations for Oklahoma City based on 19 playoff games, 82 in the regular season, and being a historically great team based on what the Thunder have done so far. But the idea now is, are the odds makers just flat out wrong despite what their algorithms and models are telling them? Just for some context to what Fonseca was saying about the Pacers in the fourth quarter, Indiana is plus 27 in the fourth. OKC is plus 33 in the other three quarters. DRS, we send you to the money line, my friend. Have a great weekend. Fonseca sticks around for more Hoops Talk next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
A critical and significant game four on this Friday in the NBA Finals in Indianapolis. The Pacers, a home underdog once again, but Indiana has won outright 9 times in 13 games. Booked as a dog throughout this magical playoff run. OKC yet to cover on the road. They've been booked as at least a 3-point favorite in all 8 road games. They are now 0-for, goose egg, zilch, 0-8 against the spread. Fonseca, let's dive even deeper looking at the individuals tonight. Based on who you ultimately believe comes out with at least an outright victory in game number 4, who is that one player that has to step up above all else?
Oh, man. It'd be nice to see Chet Holmgren be consistent, because from a game-to-game basis, I don't feel like I know what I'm going to get. Now, last game, he was productive. I think he could have been more impactful, but he was productive. But there's a lot of ebbs and flows to Chet Holmgren, where I think he's the guy, for me, I would want to see him have a big game, and then I feel better about OKC. Because in this game, I did play OKC, but in the first half, it's -3.5. They've covered in a similar spot against Denver, game 4, but they didn't cover, famously, the full game, because they haven't covered a full road game, a full road game spread at all in this playoffs. I think they're 0-8 at this point. Same thing against Minnesota. They had that game 3 whooping that they lost to Minnesota by a million points. And then in game 4, they went out, they covered in the first half, but then the game got dicey and they barely eked by. Like, it was actually, I remember it being a backdoor Minnesota cover. It was like where they lost by 3 and it was 3.5, or they lost by 2 and it was 2.5, one or the other. But OKC did cover in the first half in a couple of these spots. And also the other thing is, Indy, with their fourth quarter success in the postseason, like, we have to factor in, hey, they could come back again. OKC to win the first half, Indy to win the full game is +710. Available right now. Like, that's something that I think is also worth considering, even though I think OKC should win this, but I feel much more comfortable betting them in the first half than the full game.
It's a really good point, right? We talked about those splits quarter to quarter. Indiana has been better when it has mattered most, in the most important quarter, that being the final 12 minutes, that fourth and final. But OKC had a 12-point lead at the break in game 1, an 18-point lead at the break in game 2. They were trailing by 4 at the break in game number 3, but were up 8 after the opening quarter and as many as 9 early in the second. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his points prop 33.5, 18 and a hook on the other side for Tyrese Haliburton, who had 22, 11, and 9 boards, 1 rebound shy of a triple-double in game number 3. Jalen Williams was OKC's leading scorer in game number 3 with 26. Pascal Siakam got north of 20 for the first time in this set with 21. And then one final point before we ask Fonseca a question about the New York Knicks head coaching search. Benedict Mathurin, of course, 27 points for Indiana off the bench. The Pacers' leading scorer in game 3. His points prop tonight, 10.5. Fonseca, to completely change pace here in the final minute and a half of this segment. Outside of what we are seeing here in the finals, of course, one of the main stories this week has been the New York Knicks and pretty much getting ghosted or rejected by calling a lot of teams around the NBA and asking to speak with a current head coach. The Bulls said no. The T-Wolves said no. The Rockets said no. The Mavericks, with Jason Kidd thought by many to be the front runner, said no. Even the Hawks and Quinn Snyder said absolutely not. Fonseca, with access denied in all five of these spots, where does this leave the New York Knicks in their head coaching search?
So it's interesting because I think with this search, the main thing that stands out to me, Ben, is not that they're getting denied over and over, because we know across sports, you ask for permission to interview other teams' head coaches. Like, that's not an abnormal occurrence. What's interesting to me is that we know all of this and that it's getting out constantly. And it doesn't benefit the Knicks, which means other teams seem to be leaking out, hey, we said no to them wanting to interview our head coach. Why is that? I don't know, but maybe the Knicks don't have a lot of fans around the league. Maybe the ownership doesn't have a lot of fans around the league. I don't know what it is. But I think that them going about their coaching search, like, whatever, like, this could be part of phase one, then they're on to phase two, they interview assistants, they interview all these other candidates, whatever, whatever. But as far as this goes, like, the reason it's getting out, that's what I'm most interested in.
Brian Fonseca, always on it. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend to all of you. The Early Line returns on Monday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.